Perashat Vayishlach in Perek Lamed Gimal Pasuk Yud Zayin. Torah writes, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkota V'Yibin Lo Bayit Ulmekneu Asa Sukkot Al Ken Kara Shema Makom Sukkot. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Abinu built himself a house and he built for his cattle Sukkot, huts. So because he built for his cattle huts, he named the place Sukkot. He named the place huts. So the Ohr HaIm HaKadosh is concerned, why does that become the highlight of the of Yaakov Avinu, that he names the city after the Sukkot that he built for his animals? What's the significance? So the Ohr HaIm HaKadosh writes that ulai ki asa davar hadash pechemlato ala mikne ma shelo asa ken adam kodem shiachin suka lebehemot veleshinui hadash kara makom alav. He says because this is probably the first person that showed such mercy to animals. It's one thing to build a house for yourself and your children, but to go build a structure in order to store the animals, that the animals will do just as well outside. So Yaakov Abinu went out of his way in order to build for his animals, that he had compassion on them, and therefore he named the place Sukkot because he was teaching a lesson. The lesson would be that since Yaakov Abinu made a parnasah, made a living from these animals, so therefore it would be proper to respect them. One must respect the source of his livelihood. Based on this, we can understand a pasuk later on in the Torah, Parashat Vayeshev, that says, Yaakov tells his son Yosef, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, Halo achecha ro'im b'shchem, your brothers are doing some shepherding in Shechem. Lech nare et shalom achecha ve'et shalom hason. Yaakov tells Yosef, go see how your brothers are doing and how the sheep are doing. A little strange that Yaakov Abinu should be so concerned about the status of the sheep. But based on what we're saying over here, we understand that Yaakov Abinu understood that you have to have concern not only about human beings, but even animals, if they are the source of your livelihood. So he was saying, go see how the sheep are doing. Make sure that they're being taken care of. Based on this principle, we can understand an episode that finds itself at the end of Parashat Miketz, when what happened with Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. The wife of Potiphar, it says, tried to seduce him several times, and Yosef did not succumb to it. Hakamim tell us that he saw the image of his father. The image of his father, Demud Diyukno Shel Aviv. So the rabbis want to understand, what is this image of the father? What did he see about Yaakov Abinu, that image that was able to cause him to refrain from sin? Based on what we're saying, we understand Eshet Potiphar was the wife of Yosef's boss. Yosef's boss is giving him a livelihood. He saw his father's image, meaning he saw how careful his father was when it came to treating the source of his livelihood, when they were only animals. He goes and builds them Sukkot. He names the city Sukkot. He tells them, go see how the sheep are doing. Yaakov Abinu was very meticulous in gratitude to the animals because he made a living from them. Yosef said, how can I succumb to commit such a sin against the wife of my boss who gives me a parnasah, who signs my paycheck? So that's a great lesson you learn over here in Al Perashah, in gratitude, in showing thanks and hakarat tov, not only to human beings, but even to animals. In many cases, the human beings happen to be the source of our parnasah, or they're the messengers from God to our parnasah. Therefore, an employee has to have gratitude to his employer. that he gives him a job, and that he gives him panasah, and he takes care of him. This is something that we must learn, that if Yaakov had such a karata tov to such an extent, well, the more so how careful we have to be regarding our trait of gratitude.